श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत वी आर एक्सप्लेनिंग कोनो भाग्य कोनो जीवे श्रद्धा यदि है तबे से जीव साधु संग करे। साधु संग होते है श्रवण कीर्तन, साधन भक्त है सर्व अनर्थ निवर्तन। अनर्थ निवृत्ति है भक्त निष्ठा है, निष्ठा होते श्रवणाद्य रुचि उपजय। व्हाट ही हैज ट्रांसलेटेड
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, Text 9 onwards. Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If by good fortune a living entity develops faith in Krishna, he begins to associate with devotees, sadhu sangha. When one is encouraged in devotional service by the association of sadhus, one becomes free from all unwanted contamination, anatta, by following the regulative principles and chanting and hearing, shravan kirtan. When one is freed from all unwanted contamination, anatta nipriti, he advances with firm faith, nishtha. When firm faith in devotional service awakens, a taste for hearing and chanting also, after taste is attachment, asakti, and from that attachment the seed of love for Krishna grows in the heart, priti ankur. When that ecstatic emotional stage intensifies, it is called prem, love of Godhead. Such love is life's ultimate goal and the reservoir of all pleasure, all ananda.
Any purport?
Yes. Purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes this growth of love of Godhead as a gradual process. A person becomes interested in devotional service by some good fortune. Eventually, he becomes interested in pure devotional service without material contamination. At that point, a person wants to associate with devotees. As a result of association, he becomes more and more interested in discharging devotional service and hearing and chanting. The more one is interested in hearing and chanting, the more he is purified of material contamination. Liberation from material contamination is called anatta nivritti, indicating a diminishing of all unwanted things. This is the test of development in devotional service. If one actually develops the devotional attitude, he must be freed from the material contamination of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. These are the preliminary symptoms. When one is freed from all material contamination, his firm faith awakens in devotional service. When firm faith develops, a taste arises, and by that taste, one becomes attached to devotional service. When this attachment intensifies, the seed of love of Krishna fructifies. This position is called priti or rati, or bhav, emotion. When rati intensifies, it is called love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is actually life's highest perfection and the reservoir of all pleasure. Thus devotional life is divided into two stages, sadhan bhakti and bhava bhakti. Sadhan bhakti refers to the development of devotional service through the regulative principles. The basic principle for the execution of devotional service is faith. Above that there is association of devotees, and after that initiation by a bona fide spiritual master. After initiation, when one follows the regulative principles of devotional service, one becomes freed from all unwanted things. In this way, one becomes firmly fixed and gradually develops a taste in devotional service. The more the taste grows, the more one desires to render service to the Lord. In this way, one becomes attached to a particular mellow in the Lord's service, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. As a result of such attachment, bhava develops. Bhava Bhakti is the platform of Shuddha Sattva, purified goodness. By such purified goodness, one's heart melts in devotional service. Bhava Bhakti is the first seed of love of Godhead. This emotional stage is there before one attains pure love. When that emotional stage intensifies, it is called Prema Bhakti, or transcendental love of Godhead. This gradual process is also described in the following two verses of Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, beginning Ado Sraddha Tata Sadhu Sangam, etc.
This is the process. You, if you are following sincerely this process, bhakti is bound to come. Bhakti, like a person, always waiting, they should follow this process. It is easy also, but in the same other hand, it is very, very
difficult.
Those who are sincere, for them it is very easy, very easy. And if they are talkative only, lusty, having sense gratifications, and what Swamiji told, then it is very difficult for them. So, your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami that try to follow this process. We have told before that there is three kinds of bhakti. Really, bhakti is only one kind. But yet, it has been divided into three: Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sang Siddha Bhakti, and Arop Siddha Bhakti, which has been explained before. Even Swarup Siddha Bhakti is divided into so many classes: Karma Mishra, Gyan Mishra. In Karma and Gyan Mishra also, if karma is prominent, then one kind. If bhakti is prominent but with karma, then bhakti pradhani bhuta. In this way, so many divisions of bhakti. But if you are associating with high classes of Vaishnavas who have no self interest or anything, and they are really given themselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev and surrendered, they do sadhu sangha, association of high class of bhakta, Gurudev. And then gradually anath goes down, unwanted things go down. And then, there are two stages of this Swarup Siddha Bhakti. What are they? With anarth and without anarth, naishthaki and anaishthaki. When there are so many unwanted desires or these things, then bhakti is not nishthita. Nishthita means
steadiness.
Sometimes this, sometimes that, on this branch, on that branch, and always changing. No steadiness. This bhakti is called anishchata. And this anishchata bhakti is also divided into six. Utsahamayi, ghantarla, dirh vikalpa, tarangarangini, vishaya-sangara, niyamakshama. So many. We are gradually explaining. Utsahamayi bhakti. तुम जानता है?
हाँ? पूरा स्पष्ट नहीं
हुआ। चलो थोड़ा सा बोलो तो। What is उत्साहमयी?
हरे कृष्ण। In this stage of
bhakti, साधु संघ, association of sadhu, you want to follow bhakti, then first initiation. From bona fide Guru and surrender to Guru. Obey Him and serve Him. Have a strong belief in Gurudev words. Not changing. Try to realize what Gurudev wants really and how we can develop our Krishna consciousness. After this, Guru Nishtha is there and hearing always, and then this stage comes.
Utsaha means
Utsamai Ghantarla. What is Ghantarla?
Much absorbed and sometimes very much distracted. This is called Ganatarala, fluctuating in his activities.
The purpose of this, sometimes in Shastra it has been written that even only one name of Krishna will give prema. Hearing this, he becomes so much enthusiastic. But he feels that I am chanting so many names. But Krishna prema is not coming. Even anger does not go, lust never not going. And he cannot follow. Then it may be like a boy who wrote A and his teacher told, oh, very good, thank you. And he became very happy that I have read everything. I am now matured. But he, if it tells to write G, A he can write, but if he told that, oh, you should D, G, and he cannot write at that time, then he twists his ears and he becomes upset and weeping. Then he decides that, oh, I will not read. So sometimes like this. So, even like this, and he does not give up that process, gradually he can develop. Then what comes?
After that, one stage is called Buddha Vikalpa, indecision. The sadhak could not decide what to do, what not to do.
he has heard in Shastra that so many devotees, they took renounce order and do sadhana bhajan, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in our Guru Parampara. In other than, he thought, oh, so many associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are in their material world, their household devotee. So shall I take renounce order, or I will be in my house and I will be a household devotee? In one hand he has heard that Bharata Maharaj, in his middle age, he gave up his kingdom, his wife, his children, everything. For this, Mad Bhagavatam has told, Yodustajan Darasutan, Suhid Raja Hridispisa, Jubaiva Malabat Tattu Jyottam Sloka Lalasa. But doing bhajan, he wanted to bhajan of Bhagavan, so he gave up his kingdom. It is very hard to give up. But he given up, and not only kingdom, for the young age, to give up his wife very hard. And after all, if he has small kids, when he come from his kingdom, from his office, or some from his job, the small baby, he jumped up on his lap and he talked with his father in broken language. It is very hard to give up all the love and affection of that small child of broken language. What shall I do? If I give them up, then who will take care of my wife? And who will take care of my child? In other words, speaking, Aho me pitaro vriddhau. Oh, my parents are too old. Who will take care of them? Next time he is thinking, oh, Bhagavan has created them, he will take care. One commented of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami, he saw that everyone is taking care, Bhagavan is nourishing and taking care of everyone. So he given up and to renounce order and wrote commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I can give up and I can go. So he could not decide by himself what to do, what not to do. Sometime want to do this, sometime no, it is not good, I want to do that. So when devotee in decision could not decide himself, this stage called Buddha Vikalpa or indecision. Hare Krishna.
Right. So he can, sadhak, practitioner of bhakti yoga. He is in this stage that he cannot decide what to do. Whether I should be in grihastha life, householder life, or I should give up everything. But if he is in sadhu sangha, whether he is in family life, or whether he is in renounce order, oh, he will practice bhakti yoga. Householder life is not against the principles of bhakti. We see that gopis were in householder family life. We see that Arjun, Pancho Pandav, five Pandavas, Draupadi, they were also. Or so many devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most of them were of family life. And most of them, they were of renounced order. Sthane sthita tanuvang manovi. From family life or from any life, we can gradually develop Krishna consciousness. But sadhu sangha is essential. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, everywhere. And name chanting. It is essential. If anyhow he reconciles this, then awaits comes, and that is called Vishaya Sangara. Can you explain Vishay Sangara? Who? Anyone? Can you? Vishay Sangara? You can try?
Shashangara is defined as the inability to give up sense enjoyment. One is practicing devotional service, one is following the rules, and one has decided, taking vows, that I will give up sense gratification. But sometimes the very thing he's trying to give up, it is coming, it is condemning, it is coming into his life, and he's falling into it. It's called Vishayashangara. He's fighting against sense gratification, but he's not able. There's a verse in Bhagavatam who says that Lord Krishna, in 11th canto, Lord Krishna tells Uddhava that even though one has awakened faith in hearing my glories, and he knows that all sense gratification in this world is only ultimately ends in misery, still sometimes he's unable to give up this thing. Still he should not lose faith and he should keep on going. And very soon, by the power of the devotional services, will go away. So that inability is called Vishaya.
Like example, we can set an example. I decided that from today, daily I will chant 1 lakh name. And anyhow, I will not be angry. I will give up my anger. And I will, from today, I will not be lusty. He promised. And that is why he used to daily uth jana,
wake up
in the morning early after 8. But today he woke up at about 3 in night and began to chant. Oh, till 6 he did, and after that, oh, heavy headache came. Such a headache came that he could not chant more. He wanted to do, but he could not. And next day he fell ill. And he was so much sick that he could not
chant even one round.
Even one round he could not do. Then what to do? But he wanted. And he was lamenting. But he could not do. A man came and he told against his will something, and he became very angry. And he took a stick and ran after him to... After some time he realized, oh, what I have done? I have promised that I will not be angry, and now I am angry. So these are the things. Anyhow, going on, going in association of high-class Vaishnava, and that is why he is realizing that I am wrong, and lamenting for this, he will gradually go up. Then Vishay Sangara, Niyamakshama, Vishay Sangara, quarreling with Vishay. Oh, I will not take any sweet preparations. I will be like Mahaprabhu with shock. Shock, you know?
Spinach.
Or anyhow, dry chapati. Nothing else I will take. And he take 2 days, and after that he became sick and could not digest. So Vishay Sangara. And then Tarangarangini. What is Tarangarangini? Oh, when he began to chant more and reading books, hearing Harikatha, oh, general devotees, they began to present banana, sweets, cloths, and so much praise, and everything was coming. And then he used to test all these things. Why? It is the nature of bhakti.
if animals see, they will give. But they should be try to be like Guru Raghunath, otherwise they will destroy us. So many things, these are called anishthita bhakti. Anishthita, nishtha has not come. Your mood has not been stick. So you should try. Otherwise, this stage is very critical. I know so many are joining Krishna consciousness. And in this time, if there is no pure guidance and strong guidance, oh, he can give up. And he may be in the trap of Sahajiya, Mayavadi, Bodhism, or those who don't believe in God, don't believe in scriptures. They cannot believe. They think that everything is wrong. Okay. Everything is wrong. And myself is right. This way. So these are anishthita bhakti. There is chance of falling down if a strong association is not there. Then if it is done, it is called nishtha bhakti. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Yeah. Nashta prayeshu anarthesu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhakti uttam shloke nashtaki. If you are going always in very strong association, hearing Hari Katha, then nishtha comes. Nishtha depends on intelligence given by Sadhu Sangha. What is the meaning?
In the stage?
Buddhi Purvika. But not general Buddhi, given by association.
Hare Krishna. In the stage of Nishtha, the devotee is very steady in the execution of devotional service. But his steadiness is not coming naturally. It is called the Buddhi Purvika. It is coming by the application of his intelligence. Again and again, by applying the intelligence which has been inspired by good association, he thinks, I must go on with my bhakti and I must not be deviated from my bhakti. And thinking in this way, by the application of intelligence, he keeps himself steadily engaged in devotional service. This state is called nishtha.
But in nishtha also there are some unwanted things. If you are really hearing in Sadhu Sangha the process of bhakti adopted by Rup Sanatan Raghunath, how was the life of Raghunath Das Goswami? Also Prabhupada Maharaj. They should try to follow them. Then nishtha is also of so many kinds. Utsahat, nishyayat, dharyat, tattak karma parvartanat, sangatyagyat, sato vritti, sadvi bhakti prasiddhyati. Which is unfavorable for bhakti, we should try to give up. This is first thing. If you are weak for this, bhakti cannot develop. So, any sangha, any association which is not favorable, any preparation which is not favorable, or any mood which is not favorable for this, at once we should be very strong to give up all these things. And favorable should be taken. Which are favorable? For Krishna Bhakti, we should very strongly accept it. By this, ruchi comes. Ruchi means taste. In nishtha, whether you have nishtha, at that time also, it may be that when you are hearing Hari Katha, you may sleep, like Parvati. Shankar was speaking and Parvati was sleeping. It may be that I see so many times and me speaking Hari Katha and so many are sleeping. And this is called lie. At the time of this. If anyone is doing kirtan, oh, sleepiness does not come. But if he is dancing and chanting and doing kirtan, then no sleepiness. Big shape may come. What is big shape?
Interruption.
You are chanting. Especially when you are sitting, after bath, putting tilak, ashmanam, and you are sitting to
chant your gayatris.
Gayatri, remember your gayatris. At once, so many kinds of thoughts will come. As if you can take a jar and take water from any river or from pond, and at once quickly, from all round, water will come and
fill the gap.
So, at that time, you want to give up all your kinds of thoughts, and you vacate your mind to chant Gayatri, to remember Gayatri. And at that time, all kinds of thought will come running to fill that vacation. Very hard. For beginners it is very hard to check these things. So this is big shape. So many things will come in our remembrance, what in my boyhood had done. After 60 years it may come. Even you cannot imagine how many things are coming. You don't want, but it will come. This is called big shape. Apratipatti. What? You want, but even these are coming. So, we should try to give up all by intelligence that we have, we are receiving from Sadhu Sangha Association. How Prahlad did, how Raghunath Das did. He was very strong. He wanted that to give up his house, his wife, children, wealth, but his father and mother and all others wanted to control, not to give up. But he was determined. By the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Anyhow, he made a plan and he at once went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this determination should be there. Then, ruchi may come. A boy of only 4 months, if you will give him sweet rice, or they will try not to take it. And if you give him, they may vomit. But gradually, if they are doing, but giving daily, after so many days, oh, they will weep for sweet rice. A test will come. So, Srila Rupa Goswami has told, if you had no test, even go on doing, practicing, chanting name. Shat Krishnam Charitadi Sukratananu Kramena Pitopta Tarasana No Rochikanu. Like this. So, in bhakti, after ruchi, when ruchi comes, a taste comes. Oh, these are also of two kinds, ruchi. If the deities are well dressed and shingar has been done, decoration has been done, and so many lights are given, then it looks like very beautiful. And if the deity is anyhow not so much decorated, no, only some worn and torn and mela,
dirty
cloths have been given. No light, no decoration, nothing. Then that sadhak will see that, this deity is not good. But when decorated, it is, very, and he will do hundreds of dandas pranam. When anyone is doing kirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
But his voice is like buffalo. But he has so much love and affection for that. But anyhow, his voice is not. He wants to sing like this, but his tune goes there. Then, in this stage, the sadhak will say, he is not good. So, this is like, when anything beautiful and tune and kirtan is done, then his taste is there. And when a sadhak, in association of bhakti, he develops his that ruchi, then whether the deity is decorated or not, it is naked, even dirty even, but he will see and tears will come. Like Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. He used to quarrel with deities. Gaur, you are not good. My
Nityananda is very simple.
My Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful.
And very simple.
And very simple. You are tricky. I will not worship you from today. Quarreling. So, what is this? This ruchi is more better. Whether it is decorated or not, always weeping, praying, so many things. Whether kirtan, the tune is like buffalo or anyhow, and his weeping with the tears, Krishna will hear this. Now, first, he will not hear. So, this test is of two kinds. If a test comes like letter that I told, this ruchi may be more thick and it will call asakti. What is asakti? So much attachment. Without attachment to Krishna, it is not really bhakti. attachment to God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Really, this is called bhakti. Before this only some test is there, but when this naturally this asakti will come, then this asakti attachment is also of two kinds. First, attachment to samanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakham. In all, or especially in any of the one. Like there is a slope, it has been told. If you have attachment to all of these sadhans, processes, no harm. And if you have only one in Shravanam or in Kirtanam, in Smaranam, Padasemanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Sakham, Atmanivedanam, any of them, oh, prema can come. Especially in Kirtanam, Sankirtanam, if you are observing, doing only not archan, not anything else, shravanam, and in the guidance of a high class of devotee, if you are chanting name, oh, this will do everything. Like Prahlad Parikshit Maharaj, what he did? He heard Srimad Bhagavatam. He had no time to practice. And by this, oh, he got love and affection for Krishna, like gopis and gopis. Prahlad Maharaj, remembering, Sukhdev Goswami, only kirtan. Oh, can you tell that Sukhdev Goswami played on harmonium very well? And he was doing chanting Hare Krishna, or what he was singing. So what is kirtan here? Oh, to chant or to glorify name, roop, gun, lila of Krishna. All are kirtan. If your tongue is doing something, post of spandana matrena kirtanam. Kirtanam bodhi. I am doing kirtan now. You are all hearing. This is kirtan. Also, with mridanga and kartal, we are doing kirtan of Hare Krishna, or so many. This is also kirtan. But kirtan is especially like Sukadeva Goswami, totally observed. Whether he is singing or he is speaking, both are kirtan. So Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami kirtan, Prahlad Maharaj always remembering Lakshmi Pujanam and Kapipati Dasya, Hanuman in service of Ram, Dasyaras, and Arjun in Sakya. Arjun was Sakha of Krishna, friend of Arjun. But more friend were in Braja, high class. But here, why Arjun? For by devotee.